we are on two different levels of the court. So we have the meat of the case, or the merits briefing, is taking place in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is based in Cincinnati, Ohio. And we actually fundamentally disagree with the case starting at that level. Our position is that it should start at the district court level, and that's just reading the language of the Clean Water Act, which dictates where these type of cases start. And WOTUS starts at the district court level. We've also asked the Supreme Court to look at that issue of which court it starts in. And the big news here is that the Supreme Court granted our cert petition to hear that issue. That's big news. It's great news for cattle producers and any landowners across the country, because it shows that the Supreme Court is interested in WOTUS, and they're going to hear our case this spring. They're going to determine where our case starts at, so we're going to continue fighting this battle.
But he knows this is an issue the new administration has said they plan to deal with.
That's some good news, is that the Trump administration has stated that WOTUS is a priority for their administration. It's on their transition website. So we're going to be working very closely with the new political leadership at EPA to show them, you know what, this rule failed, and to hopefully influence the agency to reconsider the WOTUS rule. And then how we would hope that plays out is that the EPA reconsiders it, ultimately withdraws it, and starts fresh with all stakeholders at the table from the outset of the rule.
And Yeager said their efforts also include talking with legislators on Capitol Hill and showing them why the WOTUS rule is flawed and needs to be withdrawn.
With WOTUS, there are several failures here. They didn't include the public between the proposal and finalization of the rule when you're looking at these specific setback requirements in the rule. That, in my opinion, is an Administrative Procedure Act failure. Also, the way that they advocated in favor of the rule is unprecedented, and there was even a GAO legal opinion that came out last year that said that the EPA committed covert propaganda and illegal grassroots lobbying in how they advocated for the rule. Now, the role of federal agencies is to be an impartial broker of regulations. They're not supposed to be out there advocating for it. So for them to do that, it's not the role of government, and it just is another facet of how the rulemaking failed. On the substantive part of it, the rule overreaches federal jurisdiction. If you look at the Interstate Commerce Clause, which is the underpinning of all federal jurisdiction for all regs and laws, the WOTUS rule goes above and beyond. So it's really capturing every waterway from navigable water, which is what's written in the Clean Water Act, all the way to, you know, ephemeral streams, which are features that only get convey water when they're rained on. So we see it as a big overreach that'll cause a big impact on our members.
So efforts to see an end to EPA's WOTUS rule continue through three different courses.